Welcome back to Transform and Rollout Season 3 Eons, Episode 21. First things first, this will be a continuation of Episode 20, following Scorchfire, Smolder, Mantix, Domina, Scorchmas, and Stormburst's adventure. Did I miss anyone? Good. So players, here's the plan. You'll tell me which character you are playing as, give us a brief short description of what they look like, what's going on in their brain modules, and we'll get started. Clickbait, you're first.
Did you say me first?
I sure did.
Oh, my premise. I was not ready. Okay. Anyways, hey guys, what's up? I'm Clickbait, and I am playing Mantix, your favorite tall, dark, and brooding seeker. He is a F-22 Raptor. He is purple and black, ex-Decepticon, and currently he is very happy to have found his family, but he has no voice with which to express that happiness. So he's angry.
Great. He's just so upset and frustrated. Two notches on your TBD watch.
Most fabulous. Wait, next two? Did it go up?
It went up. You guys took a long rest.
Oh, yay.
Okay. Kilobyte, you're next.
I am Kilobyte. I'm playing Stormburst Convoy this time. He's an orange with gray bont. He has an eye patch. Yeah, his body is scarred, self-inflicted, as a reminder for him. And he turns into a Cybertronian spaceship. And last where we left off, we were taking a break next to the Nameless One and some Titan.
Perfect, and you have one notch on your TBD watch.
That is correct.
Lapis, describe who you play. Give us a brief summary of what they look like, current thoughts and goals.
Ooh, yeah, hi, I'm Lapis. I'm playing Smolder. Smolder is just a little 5 foot tall dragonfly. He's red. He's got forearms, wings on his back. He's got his dragonfly head on his chest, and he has a little visor instead of eyes. So Smolder is pretty ecstatic to finally be reunited with both Scorchfire and Mantix because they've both been just non-existent for forever, and there was a whole fiasco with other Smolders that kind of looked like them, but never mind. Anyway, Smolder is currently very confused because he blacked out again and he doesn't know what happened, but now he has like this weird urge to escape the Titan they're in, so that's great, and that's Smolder for you.
Excellent, and you have four notches on your TBD watch. Celeste, you're up next.
Hi, my name is Celeste. I play as Domina. Domina is a very big Cybertronian who transforms into a Cybertronian train. But as you might know in other episodes now, she could change into other alt modes now. Her colors are orange, gray, with white, I believe. Yeah. And at the moment, her thoughts... she's pretty much amazed at where she's at now with everybody. She's missing a few faces, so she'll be doing some investigating where her other comrades are at and what's everybody's opinion about what's going on at the moment with these whole Titans here and there. It kind of is putting an alert.
And you have four notches on your TBD watch. And next up, we have Hexmas.
Hi, I'm Hex. I play as Scorchfire Prime, a usually all blue bot, currently totally chrome, turns into a fancy dancy sports car. Like the others, she's definitely happy to see all these familiar faces and some new ones, but she's also a little nervous for what's to come.
And you have two notches on your TBD watch.
Correct.
And finally, I'm Onyx. I'll be your DM, your Primus, your god for this round. Wait, and that's not all. I'm also playing Scorchmas, the fine red-looking gender-bent version of Scorchfire from a Shattered Glass universe, currently trying to figure out and navigate the new and old group he has been placed with. He has four notches on his TBD watch. Are you all ready?
Yeah, baby.
Yes,
sir. Yeah!
Let me at him!
Full day has passed, allowing you all to heal to full health. And as a reminder, your watches indicate... you are on the timeline thread of 1_A origin world. Of the choices presented to you by Historius, which were Fine Vector Prime Sword, last seen being well wielded by Era, take back the TBD from Galaxy Wave and his sweeps, retrieve Era's replacement, And then finally, find the other matrices' size? Matrices?
Matrices. Matrices.
Yeah, for the silver matrix to stop Unicron. You all chose to find Vector Prime's sword, and in order to do that, you must find the old Era, who has gone rogue. Historia set the coordinates within the Titan Tempo space bridge. The center room lights up and a portal emerges. For the listeners, the space bridge looks similar to a Stargate. Scorchmas turns to the group. Well, what are we waiting for? One more adventure? Shouldn't hurt anyone. And he starts moving toward the portal.
Oh man, I was hoping for another snack before we went, but all right.
And I will follow.
Mantic is going to try and get his family's attention and like at least Scorchfires and say, no matter what, we have to stay together. He's going to sign
this. Okay.
Of course I signed this. I can't speak, as you so politely like to remind me every single time.
I sure do.
I would very much like for all of us to stick together, Mantix. Don't you worry. I want to take Mantix's hand, and I also want to take Smolder's hand.
Oh, you stopped me from walking forward. I'll walk with you now.
Well, no, you could take the front. We'll just like walk in a line, but we're holding hands. That's
all. Yeah, I'm flying because I'm really small.
if Mantix can get your attention, he'll like pat his shoulder. Like he wants you to sit on his shoulder.
Oh, I've got options. I want the shoulder.
What is Domina and Stormburst thinking?
Domina's just taking a look at everybody, realizing she's pretty much alone. Anyway, she has met or had like a close connection to during this whole adventure is gone. And Scorchimus is different at the moment, but she'll follow through. So she's just keeping to herself and just goes through the Stargate portal thing.
I follow him. Stormburst gives a little sigh. He's like, okay, let's finish this up. But he will go in with weapons drawn just in case whatever.
Weapons drawn. Good plan. Scorchmas is the first one to go through the portal. But before another one of you can make it through, the entire Titan shakes. The space bridge flickers. And when you all look through the window outside of Tempo, where the Valley of Roaming Titans were, another Titan stares back with their glowing purple optics. Vigilon. The plum light beams down directly on Smolder, and the massive orange Titan only stands there. What would you like to do?
Why is he looking at me like
that? I put my hand on Smolder to make sure he doesn't go anywhere.
I'm staring back at that Titan. Can I... Does he say anything? Like, do I hear anything?
Only stares intently.
Can I give him a little wave?
Sure.
Like a nervous little wave? Okay, yeah, I give him a nervous little wave and like an awkward like half smile of,
do I know you? Anyways, okay.
Do we know which Prime Vigilum is linked to?
Yeah, it was mentioned in the previous episode, Liege Maximo.
Okay. Yeah, I had a feeling.
Yeah, I'm gonna just look and I'm gonna look at Smolder. I'm gonna give him a stern look. And then if Stormburst is still nearby, I'm gonna like gesture at him, like come closer in case we need you. Like you're included in this. Come closer.
I'll get close.
Hey, Stormburst, do you know what that guy wants? Why is he looking at me like that?
I do not, Smolder. I'm not a city speaker, so I don't know what the Titans want.
Do you know any city speakers by chance? Because I have no idea what this guy wants, and he's looking at me really weird.
I do not. But okay. Why don't you ask the friend in your head?
I don't want to talk to him. He's mean.
Well, he might be the only one that can give us answers.
Okay, he's probably gonna ignore me. I'd like to knock on my head. Do I get an answer?
One word.
Vigilum.
Okay, I think his name is Vigilum.
Oh no, that's not good.
That's all I know. That's all I can
tell
you guys.
As you guys are focusing at the Titan at the window, you hear a portal open up really close to the space bridge, and you see a figure flicker through, stumble, and fall into the space bridge.
Was it?
Who's the one closest to that portal that just opened up?
I think next would have been Smolder, but you guys moved around. I'm assuming it would be probably Stormburst. The figure looked like a seeker, but your guys' attention was on the window by the time you look back.
Mantix doesn't like that the seeker's Smolder.
Well, seeker? What?
Sorry. No, the Titan is looking at me.
Titan is looking at you. The Seeker fell through the portal.
And now
we didn't see that because Mantix is watching the Titan.
I
turned around with my sword out just because I already had it out, just expecting trouble.
Yeah. I would like to peek.
I would like to identify if this is a friendly bot or not.
Well, it's too late. They fell through the space bridge. So they came through another portal, tripped, and fell into the space bridge.
Oh, I thought they were on the floor. I'm sorry. Okay.
So we cut. Gracefully tripped through the portal, like a ballerina on the ocean.
Do I notice Stormburst pull out his weapons?
Well, there's nobody there the whole time.
Yeah, oh, you had him the whole time? Oh.
Yeah, I already had them out.
We should... guys, I think we should go through that portal, though. We should ignore the giant titan staring me down. We'll put a pin in that. That's for later.
I'll go in first.
I'll follow.
I want to look to Smolder really quick and be like, Liege, if you're listening, I don't know if you are, if you cooperate with us, maybe we can help you with your titan. Okay, bud?
You only see green fade across Smolder's optics, and then it's gone.
Okay, cool. I'm gonna head through.
We need to get that fixed.
You all head through the portal. The moment you all step through the space bridge, your feet hit the ground, echoes throughout the entire room. The lighting has a low, deep red with darkness seeping above. You can see a knocked over monitor on the other side of this place. Electricity flickering and reflecting off from a pool of liquid nearby. Those with TBD watches, which I think is mostly everybody at this point, ding and state TBD headquarters. Looking more closely, you see dead sweeps and hypots decorate the surroundings. Pieces of body parts and energon splattered over everything. The walls have deep claw marks with dried energon crusting over them. Near the center of the room, to be two limbs that do not belong to anyone you know. Well, perhaps Domina may recognize it.
Oh, no, singular
leg ripped apart, and a hand laying in a pool of energon.
My Primus!
You hear someone to the left dusting themselves off. Frank, would you like to describe who you play and give us a brief summary of what they look like and their current thoughts and goals?
I am Commander Starscream, the true leader of Cybertron. Oh, that's a bit of editorialization. I'm the best looking seeker you ever did see. Like we said last episode, standing taller with a cut jaw, looking towards the future of a brighter Cybertron. And I'm red and blue and gray and stuff, and there's some yellow places around my chest area. And my eyes are different colors depending on which continuity, and I've got gorgeous heels, and I can run in them, I can dance in them. That's about it.
Get them heels.
Before the rest of you can respond, Smolder, I need you to roll me a con save.
No, can't do this to me right now, you can't. I'm finally being reunited with my buddy, my pal, and you're taking this away from me. You can't do this to me.
You're killing us here.
You said a con save, right?
Yeah.
I do have a +4 in that.
What is happening?
Do you? I don't remember.
You're probably
going
to find out. You're probably going to find out.
It didn't do you any good.
I don't want to play this game anymore. I want to leave.
What'd you get?
I got a 7.
Smolder.
No, please.
This brand new bot in front of you is unrecognizable to you. You have no idea who this is. This is a stranger in the dark.
I don't want to play this game. I'm leaving.
All right. Proceed.
Oh my god.
No, you can't do this to me!
You forgot, Starscream!
Smolder, little buddy! It's me! Don't you remember my mother? He used to sit on my shoulder. I got mad and cried when I thought you were wounded and hid you in my chest and all that. Gosh, man, I guess I didn't make that much of an impression on you. Huh. I don't make friends easily. This is really disappointing. I guess I'll move on.
I'll spin around and look at this man.
I don't know who that is.
Starscream?
Could somebody please tell me why he knows my name?
Smolder.
It seems like everybody knows you, Smolder, and you don't know anybody back.
No. This is the third time this has happened where somebody says I should know somebody. Who is this?
You were with Starscream before I even met you. Oh, man.
Oh, gosh, is this like a repaint or something? This is Smolder, right?
Yeah.
My name is definitely Smolder.
He's, how do...
Could Smolder not remember anything from before he met you, Scorchfire?
I mean, I remember wandering Cybertron by myself.
You just don't remember Starscream? Do you remember Grease?
Who's Starscream? Do I remember Grease?
No, not Grease! Oh! No,
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said anything.
While Lapis is doing that, Mantix is going to look at Starscream and point at him aggressively and sign because he cannot speak. You!
What are you doing?
What are you doing here?
Like, what? I don't understand. Why are you waving at me? Is that CSN?
Oh, I can translate if you need. He said, what are you doing here? I would also ask the same thing anyway.
Oh, no, hey, back off, man. I'm a scientist. I can speak sign language.
She puts her hands up like, it's fine.
I was injured and he's signing this to you. It's a battle injury.
DM, how far is Mantix from Starscream?
I'm going to say relatively close, about like 20 feet from each other. Unrelated, Lapis, what did you get?
I got a 12.
You don't know who Grease is.
Everybody! Okay.
I love that your mic is just cutting out. Just hear vague sounds of distress coming from the other end.
I want you to know that when I did get that con save and found out I don't remember Starscream, I did just get up and almost leave my bedroom. I need you to know that.
I hear your voice leaving the room.
I was really close.
I'm going to pick on some quiet people now. Kilo and Celeste, roll me in perception. Quiet.
Oh, Lord. I'm not ready for this one.
That's an 18.
I have 0 for this stuff all the time.
Nice. Welcome to the party.
Hey, at least you can roll well, even though...
Ooh, 18!
Oh, wow.
Finally, somebody did it!
Maybe so, if my +4 had done me some good.
Domina and Stormbears, watching the other ones get distracted with Starscream, you notice you don't find Scorchimus anywhere, even though he was the first one that went through the portal. Alright, proceed.
While everybody's just busy with Starscream, Domina does notice the wings, right? And the room he's in with everybody else.
The legs?
Oh, the arms?
The arm and the leg, the limbs? Mm. Yes, you do
notice
that.
There was wings too, right?
There was no wings.
Oh, okay.
Just an arm and a leg.
But do I recognize that? Does Domina...
Oh, absolutely. Yes, you know who exactly those belong to.
Domina... It's more focused on that than Starscream and Scorchimus. I'm sorry, Scorchimus. So Domina's gonna step away from the team and walk over to the corpse. Whatever's left of it,
actually. Well, that's fine, because Scorchimus is not in the area.
Okay. Domina take the remains of Frostfang with her?
Oh. Sure, you can do whatever you want.
Okay.
I don't think any of us know Frostfang, do we?
Oh, I know Frostfang. Yeah. as the player. Does my lady. I know
it'll make a nice soup later on if you boil it for a little while.
I will not boil my friend's remains. So Domina's very aggressive towards Starscream after that comment. I will not cook what remains of my friend. So during that time, Domina's just gonna put whatever she can inside her chest compartment from Frostfang's remains to give her a better resting place later. My giant dragon friend.
I would like to console Domina.
While they're busy consoling and putting body parts in their chests, I'm going to...
The sentence I'd never thought I would hear.
Starscream is going to kind of look at Mantix with almost disdain and kind of curling his lip. Because I think the last thing Mantix said was like, it was a battle injury. And I don't know if I need to roll for this or if it's a free action or what, but I'm going to... rush the length of the room immediately, grab Mantix by the throat, and lift them up into the air while standing.
Bruh.
Mantix, do you want this to happen?
I think Smolder is still on his shoulder, so he's very concerned about Smolder. He's definitely pretty startled by this. He's gonna try and resist, but Starscream's pretty close, you said, right?
Yeah.
I went up real fast.
If you're going to try to resist Starscream's, roll me in athletics, and Mantix, you roll me in athletics.
As I do it, do I see this DM?
Yeah, I think everything's out in the open for everyone to see.
I almost rolled in the wrong chat.
I mean, while I was consoling Domina about her friend, and I see the rush of Starscream, I want to like get my sword out and kind of be ready just in case, because that's a very aggressive
move. I
rolled
an 11.
Okay.
Oh, my Primus.
Ooh.
Let me just brush this dust off of my wing here.
Starscream, you definitely could do. Starscream rushes Mantix and lifts Mantix up.
Like, total, like, you know, Data's creepy face from the first episode of Next Gen when he picks him up, you know, and just kind of looking with like the flared eyes and everything. And then squeeze in just the right way around the robot larynx and move some things around because he's a scientist and fix his vocalizer.
Roll me an intellect.
Oh, my Primus.
Wait, what kind of scientist?
He's all the science.
Everything.
We don't need that one.
Mantix is just like grabbing at Starscream's arm, like trying to get his hand off his neck, but also like not get Smolder knocked onto the ground.
I know, Smolder's just sitting here, man. I don't know what he's doing.
Can I like reach my hands out to Smolder? Like, Smolder, maybe you should come here.
I love nobody's like helping Mantix. They're all just like, Smolder, my child.
You think I could stop Starscream? I'm sorry.
I'm up for everything.
As I do it, DM, I want Starscream to say,
"No seeker of mine, past nor present, will be robbed of the ability to scream."
And then fix the voice.
Nice. I'm going to say you fix it mostly. Every other word or so is a little choppy. You hear that, clickbait?
We'll work on that later.
I'm going to rely on you, clickbait, to act every other word.
Really? Wise, you're gonna that's make gonna be me do really that? Bad.
It's gonna take so much longer to edit.
Well, then why would you do something like that?
Character development.
Yeah, character development.
Oh my!
I bumblebeed so you.
Tricky. You bumblebeed me. I've been bumblebeed. Yeah. Well, are you still like lifting me up in the air? Or did you put me back down?
I think I probably put you back down before I said the 80s movie line there.
Oh, that's fair. He's just gonna kind of like rub his neck and like it probably feels a little different.
Oh, I can talk. Think. Commander.
Oh, it's okay. Be impressed.
I suppose... a favor.
Oh, Mantix. We all owe each other favors at some point.
Everyone roll me a d20.
That's terrifying. Thank you.
Just wait, a everyone? Flat d20?
Flat d20, everybody.
Oh, man. This is scaring me, bro.
I got a
17.
Okay. 19.
I don't know what I rolled.
What is that?
What did you do?
I'm still stressed out about what just happened.
Hey, wait a minute.
One of these is not like the other.
I rolled an 18. Technically, it's two of these and not like the other because I don't know what happened the first time.
Okay. You got a 9.
You guys are going to make me work this session on my Primus.
It's okay, Trish. Your audio cuts out sometimes anyway, so it'll be perfect. Yeah.
It's almost like I was planning on it. Anyway.
Fine, I'm going to not work as hard then.
Proceed.
But that's it?
That's it. Proceed.
That's it?
That's a me thing. You to find out.
Domina's going to speak up right now. And just, we have to be very careful right now. I was here long ago with a friend and she saved me. There's many of these creatures here. And I don't know where else they're hiding in. So... let's just be careful, please. And Mantix, I'm glad to see you again, now that you could speak properly, somewhat.
Me too.
So, Domina's gonna make a head count, and I guess now she can notice that Scorchimus is not with them, correct? So the previous role. Now we have another situation. Scorchimus is not here. If he's here, he might be dead already, or could die soon if we don't find him. If these swarm creatures are still here. So what's the plan now?
The sweep?
Thank you, Mantix.
We didn't like Scorchimus, did we?
Did you see...
He's okay. A red bomb
earlier, Starscream?
What the flag is going on here? I should have taken a different screen. Like, I would have rather gone back to 1984.
Trust me, we all don't want to be here.
Let's debrief the legend, okay? Scorchfire. Hello. How are you? How
Hello.
Have you been?
Hi. How are you? She holds out her hand. Good to see you again. What happened? Where have you been?
I've been locked up inside a giant's head. And, through the last 1,000 years, tortured a bit here and there by some Radio Shack knockoff.
Joy.
Well, actually, I think that was the first one, and then anyway. He changed
his
outfit.
Did you escape?
Yes. By, the greasy fellow. What was his name? Something that rhymed with geese. Grease?
It's the geese.
Okay.
Get the geese.
And then...
Who's Grease?
Mm-hmm. Smolder gives like a big shrug.
Smolder what?
Somebody with Grease? A hero complex. He stayed here to stay behind to close the gate and stuff. I told him to just save his own skin, but nobody ever listens to Starscream.
Grease is gone.
Sounds fun.
What?
Why did you tell him?
We went on Grease a mission flee? Together.
Yeah.
All of us, I believe,
looked familiar. That's right. Look, yeah, it's been a crazy thousand years.
You were telling us.
Yeah.
So, when did you guys get so morose, putting severed limbs inside of you and such? And who are you?
Who is he asking to?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
Looking at the one bot that he hasn't met yet, Domina.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if you also knew Stormburst. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I think there's two bots you haven't met.
They don't know.
Yeah, right.
Stormburst, yeah. So Domina's going to take a moment to actually look down at Starscream. Introduce herself. I'm Domina. I was here for my own mission and got involved with everybody else here, and I guess now you're involved with us. And now we're just trying to survive. We're just on a mission to collect something.
You're a seeker?
Absolutely not. I could be if you want me to be, though.
Oh, I like your attitude. You'll go places, kid. What about you, Burst? Storm Shadow. What's your name?
Stormburst. Stormburst,
yes.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
I was an old title. I don't have it anymore. Somebody that's in the wrong timeline.
Wrong timeline?
We're all in the wrong timeline.
Where are we?
This place, I believe, is a TVD headquarters, from what I remember Froskfang had told me. But it's been overtaken by the sweeps, as Mantix has told me. And honestly, I have no idea who's taken over this place and destroyed it.
We've been dealing with an interuniversal threat, hunting timelines and picking select individuals to harvest their energy in order to conquer the multiversal universe. We are currently
Unicron.
In the timeline, aka Unicron. We're currently in the headquarters of the organization that was obviously trying to stop them. But as you can see, I discovered the location.
Mantix, it was every other word.
I'm trying to understand
so
you, Mantix,
you.
But it's like, should I roll again? I mean, should I try again, maybe?
Yeah, no, speaking of roll again, everyone roll me a d20 again.
What?
Oh, I would love if you could tweak this a little further so I don't have to actually think about rolling, speaking every other word.
I got an 8.
I got a 9.
17. A good one. Oh, it's an 8.
High five.
I think you want to roll low for what I'm asking, but it's too late now.
Oh,
what
no!
Do you mean?
The Frank rolled a 2. Oh,
Starscream got a 2. He's saved.
That's just because I play second ed, guys.
Did he?
What do you mean?
I gotta calibrate it.
What do you mean?
Hey, with the sum total eventually reaching the number I wanted.
Oh.
You all start to hear a chittering sound down one of the halls.
I know this, we gotta go.
I'm an insecticon.
No,
we used to be friends, and you just pretended not to know me.
You keep saying that, I don't know who you are.
Don't you want to know me now?
Peer around one of the corners of the hallway.
You guys.
Crawling along the walls, ever so slowly, chittering, their wings stretched back. There's only two of them that you see, and they're slowly making their approach.
Can I roll for perception? Do we notice this thing, or do I have to roll for perception?
I think you all notice, because the chittering noise alerted their location.
DM, can I use an ability, please, as a reaction?
Yeah, sure.
Thank God. Okay. I'd like to go ahead and use Control Fire and block the entrance.
Yeah, roll a con save for me.
Is there another entrance?
Why do you have to roll a con save?
That's a great question. Why don't you ask Mr. Onyx, who keeps having me roll a con save? I got a 20, a 30, 50, 20.
Okay, cool. Yeah, you make fire.
Oh, thank God. Okay, yeah, I make fire burst out. I'm blocking the entrance with them. I don't know if they're close enough for it to actually hit, so I'm just mostly trying
to
block
on the
entrance.
Other side of it, and they're just kind of looking towards. One of them's reaching their hand towards the file, and then they, like, skitter back a little bit.
That's not gonna hold them for long, guys.
There's just two of them. Why are we getting so crazy about? Why don't we just kill them?
Because they're usually a lot tougher
to kill than you think.
They killed Frostbag, and she was my size. She saved me. I didn't know what she was doing.
Hey, soldiers, Unicron.
Yeah, I don't think we want to fight those guys. Looking around,
the elevators you previously used last time you were here, before the horrific events, look clawed to pieces and destroyed, unusable, and the compartments of the tiny lift now in the way. A dark lit hallway to the opposite side where the red lights were coming from appears to be a long, narrow hallway about 100 feet long and splits off into two opposite directions at the end. Several pieces of scrap with words scribbled and slapped at the end of the hall, but you may need to get closer to read them.
Oh god.
The only way we have, we gotta move forward to get out of here.
I mean, we technically have the watches.
Yeah, but we came here to find Era.
That's right.
This is the location, that means they're here.
Would Starscream know anything about these sweeps, or this is all new to him?
You've seen the sweeps within Unicron. They've jumped around.
Got it, cool.
Mm-hmm.
So we go down a hallway. There's only two options to go from there, correct?
Yep.
Let's go find Era.
Yeah, it's the only way, I guess.
If it's to get away from those guys, yes.
Anyone objecting from this decision?
I guess I don't have any choice. Look, why don't you all just get behind me and I'll go first down the hallway?
DM, may I see, just before we leave, is it possible for me to roll a perception just to see if there's anything else that might possibly be useful in the room that we're leaving?
Gave you all the details that you would need.
Okay.
Anything
I just wanted
else
to make
might
sure.
be redundant. Yeah.
Okay. No problem.
And also,
yeah.
Smolder has a bad memory, so I understand what you're asking.
Don't bother him.
I better get those
memories
back. I'm
trying to fix
back.
That, too.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Somebody please fix that, please.
We're trying to fix it.
Please fix my voice again.
Down the hallway, and as you get close, you see some hastily made signs, all of them that read like they're on pieces of scrap and halfway glued onto the wall at the end. You read, this way, that way, down, wrong way, up, this way, go back, over there. And at the end of the hall, there's a left hall and a right hall.
Yeah, this reminds me of a fembot I used to date a while back, GLaDOS, always going on about cakes being lies, signs everywhere.
Do the hallways look different at all?
The hallways look slightly different. When you look to the right, the hallway seems to stretch and pull and twist before returning back to normal and repeating. The hallway to the left seems very darkly lit and quiet.
Starscream uses his infravision and ventures forth into the darkness, calling back when he ensures that it is safe.
Venturing into the
Mantix
darkness.
Mantix doesn't trust him and is going with Starscream.
I'm on Mantix's shoulder, so I guess I'm also going with Starscream.
You barely make it halfway, and you hear chittering at the end of this hall in a door that's half ajar. Chittering of the sweeps. They don't seem to have noticed you or hear you. Would you like to continue down this path?
Can I attach myself to the ceiling and like scuttle forward? Because I'm sure it'd be quieter that way, yeah? Less noticeable?
If you think so.
Do you have infravision?
Smolder! Careful.
I don't... Let me see, hold on. Because it was never specified, but I'm pretty sure I do.
It should be on your sheet if you do.
I don't want to make up mechanics, so tell me if this is a thing that even exists, but can... Starscream can go in hover mode, and is it silent, or is it like the roaring of engines and stuff?
It'll sound like the roaring of engines.
Okay, all right, never mind.
Yeah.
So I do not have the lovely dark vision. I thought I did. I could have sworn I did.
I think you did with Frostfang.
You're right. Mm-hmm. I did have it with Frostfang. Yeah. You're right. That's what it was. Okay. Then I guess I will not be scuttling, because it's too dark, right?
It is very dark, yeah.
I don't have anything that produces light. Okay.
Is the door, like, the end of this hallway? Or does it continue
past
that?
Yes, the door is the end of this hallway.
Oh. Okay, then in that case, forget it. There's no reason to go down this hallway. Let's get turn around and be like,
door ajar, bad guys on the other side.
Let's just look at the end once.
As you turn around, Starscream, now knowing that this hallway might not yield the results you're looking for, you see scribbled across the walls a beautiful mural. On your way back, several bots standing against Unicron. And the rest of you can see this, watching Starscream walking back with, was it Smolder and Mantix?
Mm-hmm.
You see several bots standing against Unicron with a red bot at the center holding up the silver matrix, shining with rainbow colors. Looking at it more closely, you can see Stormburst Convoy, Domina locked in combat and swarms of sweeps.
Wow.
Your optics move around, trying to find Smolder, which yields to be difficult as you see two red smears, one from the center that was holding the matrix, and one at the back being held by someone. A fist-sized punch in the arc, destroying the head of a blue bot being strangled by Galaxy Wave. Towards the other red dot in the back appears to be missing some more art pieces as if the mural has not been yet completed and is being held by an unknown bot.
So we see the mural or the other group sees the mural?
I'm going to say everyone sees the mural.
And it's on the walls, like, as we're walking back?
Yes.
Oh, my premise.
Oh, this That's is making Domina's gears click. Mantix, do you remember that person you found back in Caminus when you left me in the sewers?
Yes. Tragic. Why I stabbed Era.
I just...
Guys, I think we need to... nobody can understand Mantix. This is kind of... It's almost worse.
He's just gonna sigh. Try again. He'll give you a nod. You can try again.
I totally forgot about this.
Sorry.
Car man, do you wanna... You're gonna fix him? Cool.
Have any of you that's been to the TBD seen this mural before?
No.
Mantix's gonna shake his head.
Absolutely not. This was not here the last time we were here.
Never.
Starscream, I'll give you some more information if you're going to try this. There seems to be a piece that needs to be replaced to fully fix their voice box.
Oh, well, that's easy. There's like dead bodies all over the place. You got some in your chest there, right? Can I just scavenge one?
You can try to scavenge one.
Yeah. Well, if there's corpses,
am I going to chitter? Am I going to chitter if he does this?
Dead hive bots. Which would you like to scavenge
Let's try the sweeps. No. They seem to because I recognize those. Yeah.
Yes.
Sweeps.
Yeah. You scavenge through some sweeps robots? And you find a perfectly good intact voice box.
Okay.
This might hurt a little bit. Yeah. Lean to the side, all right?
He's gonna do his best to do what you tell him.
All right, do you need me to roll some?
Nah, I won't make you roll this one. Then I like your idea. We're gonna go with it. You carefully and strategically put in the voice box. Mantix, all we hear is chittering.
I knew it!
Can I understand the chittering as...
Chitter, chitter.
Is it Insecticon language? Can I understand it?
It is not Insecticon language.
Oh, I've never
maybe
tried
you
to
can
speak
talk to them.
Maybe
now,
I could.
Mantix.
He's gonna sign. That doesn't mean I can understand what they say back.
Thank you.
Off their mother or something.
He's gonna roll his eyes and stomp his foot because he's very frustrated.
Try
one of the hive bots designs.
Or someone with a better larynx.
Going down the other hallway, Stormburst.
Wait, can you take it out so I can talk a little bit?
Yeah, we're going to flip to some people back and forth. And we want everyone to have equal time. Stormburst is going down the other hallway, where it stretches and pulls and twisting before returning back to normal as it repeats. At the very end of the hallway is an open room. Roll me a con, Stormburst. Anyone want to follow Stormburst, or are we all focused on...
Domina's going to follow Stormburst.
Okay, roll me a con, Domina.
Okay, that's a d20.
21. It's not natural, it's a dirty 21. But I got an 18 plus 3.
Perfect.
Oh, 19. Yay! 19.
Excellent.
Nice.
Remember, just like my good luck charm in this session right now.
You both can see a light blue bot roaming around. They're a little hunched, but not quite, standing to their full height, leaving you all to believe they are roughly about 24 feet tall. They're pacing and muttering to themselves. Inside this room, is only filled with dead sweeps, dead high bots, and broken equipment. The lighting in this room is actually unaffected by the rest of the structure outside. The LED lights overhead allow you to see everything. On one of the walls of the room appears to be made of heavy-duty soundproof glass, and you can see another room identical to this one that you're standing in, only flipped. How would you like to proceed?
I would like to use my communicator and let everybody know that there's a bot in here. I found a blue bot, and they're in the next room. There doesn't seem to be any sweeps. I am going to proceed to talk.
If Mantic sees that he's going to sign, maybe we can take his voice box.
You guys just hear chittering from Mantic, by the way.
Okay, I'll sign it also.
Unless Starscream would like to replace it back.
I'm waiting my turn, man.
Yes, right. You can do that if they want you to.
All right.
Go ahead.
While you guys are playing down the hallway, I'll just be like, with the neck open. Like, oh, the blue wire goes here. Jeez. Oh, these new bots are all electric now.
Just gonna glare at you.
Try to say something.
All right, I believe that means you're back to your every other word.
Thanks.
Next time you kill somebody, try to take the head, all right? And I'll fix you up.
I'll just nod.
Copy.
Wordfire, we haven't heard from you in a while. What's your thoughts? What's going on in that brain module?
I guess she's looking at the mural, and she's kind of looking at that fist-sized hole by the blue bot, and she just kind of shudders uncomfortably. She's uncomfy.
We know this blue bot. Do we recognize them?
It looks very familiar, similar to Scorchfire's build.
But they're uncomfy.
They're blue. They're the same blue. It's just smeared.
Mm.
All right. Back to the room. Everyone else who has not rolled me a con, please do so now.
A con?
A con, yes.
Yeah, I've learned that I'm really bad at those. I got a dirty, stinky 20.
I got a 14.
Cool. Waiting on Starscream now. Anyone have anything less than... What was my goal? Okay, cool. Scorchfire, Mantic, Starscream. You don't see the blue bots Stormburst mentioned. What? However, Smolder, you do.
Oh, I see the blue bot. Do I recognize the blue bot?
No, you don't recognize the blue bot. They appear to look like they turned into some sort of small car, maybe something like a Beetle or a Honda Civic, maybe something even like a tiny rounded BMW. You don't know what these words are, but I'm trying to give you and the audience a description. They have huge optics and a low to the ground body with short legs and long arms.
Oh,
and they seem to notice you there, but then they just continue about their business.
I tilt my head and then I start patting Mantix's face with my hand until he stops focusing on the mural and looks at me.
What?
There's a guy over there that's not one of our guys.
Where?
Over there, I'm pointing. There's a blue guy. Do you see the blue guy?
Do I see? DM?
No.
See Scorchfire?
No.
Hi, Mantix.
Wait, you don't see the blue guy? Okay, is this another one of Liegebacks? I can't keep doing this.
I see it too, Smolder.
You see? Okay, thank God. All right, thank
you. Did Domino see it too?
Domino sees it, yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. I'm so glad you all see this and it's not just Liegebacks.
I'm gonna look at Starscream.
Commander?
What?
Do see?
What are you talking about?
He's gonna shrug. He's like, I don't know.
Romana's just gonna point where the blue guy is at so everybody can see. Like, she's gonna point at the direction of the blue guy.
Yeah, there's nothing there where you're pointing.
You guys just don't see it? Okay.
Dude, is there a guy?
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to talk to the guy.
Stormbirds and Smolder and I are seeing him. I don't know what's wrong with your optics, though.
Yeah, they're pacing around.
Starscream leans over to Mantix and goes, non-seekers, am I right?
Oh my gosh.
I look over.
He's just gonna sigh and shake.
I'm a flyer.
He just sighs and shakes his head.
The little blue bot stops what they're doing and scuttles over to you, Stormburst, and puts out one of their long, lengthy hand as if to shake it, yours.
Do we see it?
You don't see the bot. No, you only see Stormburst's reaction.
I think something's wrong with the thing.
Can I inspect the hand before I put my hand in there?
Yeah. It looks like a solid hand. It's got three thick fingers. It's got two pointers and then one large thumb.
Okay. I'll shake it and be like, hey, buddy. What's your name, and what are you doing in this place?
It's Blinker Fluid.
Blinker Fluid? Oh, nice to meet you. I'm Stormburst.
Are you you, or are you someone else's other self?
I think I'm somebody else's other self, if you're asking if I'm from a different timeline.
Everyone roll me a con save again.
Oh my Prebus, I don't like this.
You're killing me, DM.
con saves all night.
I got a nat 20, which is a 24.
Okay. I got a 16.
Where was that nat 20 when I needed to remember?
Dude, Lapis, you and I both rolled natural 20s.
Yeah, where was that earlier?
I got a 10.
Okay. Not where we needed it to be.
Yeah, team 10.
Let's go, Dom. Stick together. What do you orange stick together?
Currents have tabled. Currents have tabled.
Great. All right. So, Stormburst, Domina, and Smolder, you're fine. Stormburst and Domina, this character seems to just fade away.
Oh,
well. You don't see them anymore.
Whoa.
No, Blinker
Fluid. Scorchfire, Smolder, and Mantix, you can now see them.
Guys, there's a man here.
Whoa. Oh, you see him. You see him now.
There's a thing. Now you see him.
I don't see him anymore.
Can I go up to him?
No. Is it a blue bot?
Uh-huh. With like three digits on his hand?
Kind of stout.
Yeah. You go up to them. Elongated hands. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Their big optics blink as if they notice that you noticed them now.
Their name is Blinker.
And then they kind of just walk around Stormburst to get to you.
Oh, hello there. I'm Smolder. Who are you?
Blinker Fluid.
Oh, that's a cool name.
I have a question.
Yeah.
If you do something good but don't play fair, are you good?
I mean, yeah, I would think so.
Depends.
Huh.
I have a question for you now. What you doing here? Why are you all by yourself?
I'm always here by myself.
Oh, like, could you see other people or was it just you?
Everyone roll con save!
Oh no! My god.
It's gonna be a long night.
I got a 7. He's gonna disappear.
I got a 6.
I got a natural 1. Technically, it's 2.
Oh my goodness.
I got a 9.
19. Let's go, baby.
Smolder, what does he say?
I can't tell if this is golf rules sometimes and then not.
He asked if you're a good person but you play dirty, if you're still good, and I said yes.
Okay, he asked me if I was me but from a different place.
Oh, he also said that he's always been here alone, like by himself.
No.
Okay.
Well, you've been to the TBD more than I have.
I've never seen this guy ever.
Based on all these roles, it looks like everyone they have faded from except for Domina can now re-see them.
Oh, and he's gone.
Wait, we can re-see them? We can see them? We cannot see them.
Just only Domina can see them now.
Oh, okay.
I got the 19, baby! Yeah!
What does Starscream think right now? Seeing all these bots just talking to a thing that you have not yet seen.
Hodgkin doesn't see the bot, but he's very interested in the philosophical ramifications of doing something good for duplicitous means, because, I mean, that's a completely different conversation that I would love to have over a few barrels, perhaps back at McAdams, but right now, where the slack are we?
Domino, what would you like to do?
All right, I need to know. Does anybody have a question for this guy? I could tell. I could ask for you guys. I have nothing.
I have a question. I have one last question.
Yes,
the
little
brain
fella?
Module is such a fragile thing. Dreams allow it to escape reality with something familiar. When one dreams, is the dream pre-planned or do you have free will?
Oh,
I'm glad I didn't get that question.
I would have said free will.
So DM, you said we can't see him, but can we hear him?
Nope. You can only hear.
That was me as me, not as my character.
It's similar to Destinies and Prophecies, so it's your choice if you want to follow those. You want it to be your end, how your story goes. As for dreams, they can change, but they're influenced by what's already happened around you. Now,
good answer.
Now, my question. Do you know where Eras is?
That way.
And he points opposite to you where you guys came in.
Oh no, we gotta go to the room.
I knew it.
And with
the scary
that
room.
Final sentence, they begin to disappear to all, fading into nothing. Only their big optics are the last to go.
Like a
Cheshire cat.
Yeah, thank you.
No Era?
Era is in the other. Domina's gonna point the same direction that our little friend pointed at.
Oh, down the scary, spooky path that we decided we didn't want to go down?
Mm-hmm.
Looks oh, that's like great.
Figures.
I'm confused, though.
The one with the door at the end of it, or on the other side of... All right.
Yeah.
We're going to have to go back to that one.
Yeah. Welcome to the TBD, Starscream, where nothing makes
sense.
So we're
not... We're not talking about the one with the twisty, turny hallway. We're talking about the one that has the sweeps at the end of it.
Yes.
Yeah. This is the turny, twisty hallway that you are currently in. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. After okay. Stormburst says that to Starscream, he just kind of mutters under his breath, "I still don't know what that stands for."
Mantix is going to get your attention, and he'll say, it's TBD, right? Time Bureau Department. He'll sign it, though, because he can't speak it.
To be disclosed? Or what? Oh, you're signing. Yes, right. You can talk, you know.
Not well.
You could... It's three different words. You could break the words apart.
Okay.
Take your time.
I love the workaround.
Time.
You get an inspiration Stormburst. All right, you know what? You get an inspiration Stormburst. You get an inspiration Mantix.
Big Primus, this is killing me.
Time.
Oh, no. Bureau. I could have used my inspiration on the Starscream roll.
Oh, my God.
I want to die. Anyways.
You might do that at the end of the hallway.
Oh, you're probably that. Right.
So, shall we? Certain death?
Yeah, that's probably good.
Dark hallway. Good. Venturing into the unknown.
Yep. I would suggest we all have our weapons ready, seeing that we have all these swoops around here and there.
Already ahead of
me. Any noise or anything might alert them. So I'll be behind you guys.
All start to leave this side of the hall and the room. You can see from the corner of your optics, bots are walking into the opposite room on the other side of this window that you saw when you first walked in. A yellow Scorchfire, a teal Smolder, a blue Stormbruce, a dark gray and blue lines Domina, and a completely white Starscream, all of them performing the same acts you did when you first walked into this side of the room. They don't look like they notice you or can see you.
Oh, we're not on Smolder World, are we? I can't go back, man. I can't do it.
Are they mirroring our exact actions, or are they sort of, like, on a delay?
They're mirroring and on a delay. So as you guys are leaving, they are entering.
Oh.
And they're kind of doing the same actions you did as when you first entered.
Can somebody read lip here?
Well, we could probably read the sign language that is inevitably going to happen in a second.
Yeah, if it's the same Mantix.
If we stay here and they ask different questions, we might get different answers from them, too.
I don't want to mess things up, but Starscream's going to turn back and go towards them.
Okay. Ooh. No, that's fine.
You yes. Do yeah.
Towards the ghost? To the door? Or to
the opposite?
To the negative.
Okay. So you go back.
That, yeah, yeah. That beautiful.
You go back into the room, and you see, the window, and you see them on the other side. It seemed to be very thick, a thick soundproof, heavy-duty window, and they don't seem to notice you, so it's giving you the information of that it's a one-sided mirror, in a sense.
Oh.
What would you like to do?
I was going to flail my arms, I guess, before I knew that, and just sort of look at
them. Just screaming, like, hey!
Hey, you guys! Okay.
The unpainted prototype doesn't even see me.
I think these are... all another timeline just reflecting with us. I've never seen an alternate of myself ever.
I've seen too many of myself. I've seen way too many. It's a smaller world after all.
I'm gonna look a little bit disgusted looking at the other alternate of herself.
That needs to be the theme song of this entire show. It's a smaller world after all.
Yeah, exactly. So I agree.
I love it. Just like absentmindedly singing it in stressful situations. Like, trying to hide from bug monsters.
It's a smolder world.
I'm trying to cope.
Every time they kick me out of the chat because my character blacks out, I sing it to myself in the other chat.
Oh, wow.
Speaking of which, smolder roll me a call.
No.
Yes. Dude, you can't do me like this. Don't make me go back to smolder world. I didn't want to go. I got 12.
Don't put me in the little box.
Just Smolder.
Smolder's eyes turn dark and then they turn green. We'll see in a little bit, Smolder.
Wow, you actually eject from the chat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Smolder's body moves in an unnatural way, as if kinking their neck. Their eyes glow with green. And they simply say,
"Where are we?"
TBD. Oh my gosh.
Scorchfire, your son is possessed again. Dominus is pointing down at him. Come get him, please.
Okay. Leech,
Maximo.
Leech Maximo?
Yeah. Because I see the little guy's body for some reason.
After
now
we,
there's a name I've not heard in many years.
Ah, Starscream. What's a worthless oil stain like you doing here?
Whoa.
I've seen so many memories about you.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. You were so small.
Gross. Back it up, oil breath.
Leech, please.
You have a singular wit, Leechy.
Try to keep up, Starscream.
What do you want with this little one?
He's my parrot. Graceful host. Can't you tell? Not my first choice, of course. But due to the Prime Slayer, my options were limited.
Starscream just starts like laughing hysterically.
This is what the Great Liege Maximo is reduced to. Hopping around in mini-cons.
I will bust your bumper, flyboy.
I'm a jet. I don't have bumpers.
You got me there.
Maximo.
Oh,
why
Leech,
here?
You can talk again.
Leech.
Hmm.
Just play nice.
This is not the time to start fighting.
Agreed.
We do have
the green eyes
to worry
just roll
about.
And he crosses his forearms.
I know, it's tough. Give we need your cooperation.
Smolder.
Fine, fine. But you still owe me Prime Slayer.
What do you want?
Can we discuss that later?
What do we owe him?
What do you want?
Your rights?
What did you ever do? Oh, the
deal. I rescued you.
That's right, that's right. My apologies,
Maximo. I could have just left you behind.
I said my apologies. Now give us back Smolder, please.
Fine, fine,
thank
fine.
You. Thank
and
you.
And the green eyes fade. Welcome back, Smolder. You wake up with your arms crossed and Starscream slightly frowned at you.
He frowned at me?
Frowned.
He's not happy. Imagine.
Oh,
happy.
If I remembered who he was, I would be devastated right now.
Can I help you?
Smolder Leech took body again.
Okay. Oh, my old buddy, old pal who won't leave my head.
We're gonna fix this one. I promise.
Yeah, I really don't like him being in there. He's quite rude.
No, I can tell. I'm sure.
He likes to say things and call me names.
Yes.
Where era?
From what our friend pointed out, we have to go back to the other hallway where the sweeps are at.
Yeah.
As mentioned, we should be careful with our weapons, and I don't think we're gaining anything from our mirror selves either.
What would you like to say, Kilo?
I was going to ask what our mirror selves were doing.
At this point, I think it's been towards the end of the conversation with Blinker Fluid, and you can see Mantic signing the same thing they signed before.
Oh, it's the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Nothing too different.
I guess all Mantics think alike.
Wow. Wow.
Do we have any, like, downtime to just kind of, like, talk and stuff? Or are we, like, kind of, you know, we're kind of, you know, rocking a hard place here?
I think we're in a rocking a hard
too
place
many
right
sweeps.
Now.
I guess it depends on who
we
you want to talk to. Because they can just walk next to you.
Yeah.
We can walk and talk.
I think
so I guess
right
we
got to
be quiet going down this hallway.
Yeah.
I'm
our
so
characters
sorry.
Are in a safe room at the moment. They're in a soundproof room, so it's kind of... Like, it was safe for even Starscream to make that big laugh earlier,
yeah.
Since it was, like, the soundproof room.
He didn't really care about safety there.
I panicked. I'm like, oh, wait, safe room.
Shall we start heading back?
Well, let's
weapons out, everybody.
Era.
What questions do you have? Maybe Mantix or Scorchfire, maybe Smolder could answer some of them.
Mantix will nod.
I know lots of things.
I'll nod.
I give
stuff.
A thumbs up.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, because we thought you had questions.
Because you said you wanted to talk.
Oh, no,
questions.
I just meant, like, casual sort of role-play stuff, you know? But we're going down into the hallway of despair there, and
the
I guess when everyone's
we're
all weapons out.
We're out for blood. We're trying to hunt somebody down.
We're all gonna die.
And say,
to quote a former boss of mine, I am a weapon.
Because at one time I went to that in that one show.
It's good. I love it.
I'm stuck and low,
as
I guess.
You're walking down the hall. You can now hear a voice echoing through the halls. Voice that sounds like it's coming from the only door at the very end, partially ajar. Era's voice. Now, if I remember correctly, Starscream, Domina, and perhaps Stormburst, you have not heard this person before, and you may not know who this is. But here's what they say.
You're supposed to be dead. Well, we'll have to fix that. Has anyone told you about the prophecy?
And everybody's hearing this, right?
It's echoing down the halls.
He's not talking to us, correct?
Well, he seems to be talking to a particular bot, but it hasn't said who yet.
Oof. Error.
And we don't hear this other bot?
How much further are we in?
We'll say about 50 feet.
I want to try and sneak closer. Wait, actually, let me look at the group and see what they... I'm going to kind of look at them.
Ready?
Hey, I'd be willing to sneak.
Domina's moving her hand like, you guys go, because she's really big. So she's kind of like, go.
I'm going to lean over to Scorchfire.
You're the leader, right?
She shrugs, like, technically?
What do you say we lead a charge right in there?
Mantix is going to hold up his hand, and he's going to say,
dibs.
As you're scheming here, you're still hearing echoing of Era's voice.
In realms of old, where shadows speak, a seeker's spark, both mutated and meek. Through cosmic storms and time's embrace, this spark, unique, shall find its place. In sacrifice, the balance found, and life renewed on sacred ground. A beacon for the world to be. In death, it grants the chance to see. I believe it's about you, Mantic. The fate of everything.
Yep, that sounds about right. I'm so upset right now.
Your death. And I will do what I must.
Wait, what?
So that's that is the words that we're hearing down the hall.
Yes. Yep.
Cool.
Awesome. Wait, I thought the second part was you talking to me.
They must be killing another Mantix.
There's another Mantix.
I want to lean back over to Scorchfire.
Can't say I'm a fan of the subject matter, but very skilled poetry. I'd buy that.
I kind of agree.
Mantix is going to give you a dirty look, Starscream.
What? Art is art.
So it was Starscream and Scorchfire who are close enough to the door now, correct?
I think they're leading you.
Okay. Domina, I think I placed her in the way back. Just keeping guard.
How big is Domina?
Domina's 38, right?
38 feet, yeah.
38?
Yeah, Mantix is 36 feet tall.
Man, you guys are tall ones.
I'm around giants, man. I'm 5 feet.
I did say tall, dark, and brooding.
Tall, dark, and brooding. My parents just don't understand me.
I love it.
Starscream's a jerk. Like that Kitty Pride thing, you're turning around, pointing. Well, you want to go burst through a door and catch the tail end of ourselves?
I do.
Does anybody still have handcuffs?
I have forget-me-ray.
No, I think it was
Let me check Domino.
I think we gave them all to Scorchimus, who's current. Yep. Wait, you have some?
No, Domino only has Energon cubes and Shanix with her.
Scorchimus,
first aid.
I have a junior detective badge.
Oh my god.
I gave that to you.
Well, Domino does also have Frostfang's remains, if that's gonna work.
Scorchimus, did you say you had handcuffs or no?
I think Scorchimus has them. I don't have them.
He has all of them.
He
said he needed both, and he gave you a wink, and then now he's not here.
Oh,
nice guy.
He has a kink that, you know. So, let's go in, right?
I would like to be hiding behind Starscream's leg as we peek through the room.
You don't know Starscream very well, though.
I know, but he's in front of me. I would like to be hiding
that
behind his leg.
That seems out of character.
No, I want to be hiding behind his leg.
I think you'd be hiding behind Mantix or Scorchfire.
Please! Give it back to me!
I want to hide behind
Mantix.
I want to try and sneak in and... No. Should we sneak in a virgin?
Alright, I want to sneak. I got a good sneak. Let's go.
If we go in, it's a surprise. Just go in.
I got a 22.
I got a natural one.
Oh,
wow.
No.
We're doing
I rev my
sneak.
Engine and go roaring
in. Yeah,
it
sounds like people want to do a sneak, but you can barge in Starscream if you want.
Yeah.
I also got a natural one.
In which case,
I will barge in.
With a one, I think I have to barge in.
Domina has a 10. In. I have a 10. I'm far away. Domina's far away.
I think no one is able to sneak. It's a barge stumble. with someone knocking into the only person who rolled really well.
The little one.
No. A lot of clinking, a lot of clattering. Your presence is known.
Can
your
somebody kick me loud. Like a football?
It is. Right, so we're not sneaking. In that case, I'm just gonna burst in like the Kool-Aid Man. I wanna. I'm gonna Spanish Inquisition this. I'm just gonna just like.
Can I try and get like direct my stumble barge towards? Is it so I can try and have physical contact with Era? Like I just want to be able to touch him.
Yeah, let me.
Like,
describe
really
the scene.
Getting into character. They were like every other word there too.
It was on the other side of the store. You can see a massive battle stadium. To the left and to the right of you, on the inside of these doors, are bleachers surrounding the field. Down below are dead sweeps scattered, and what looks like a large pile of them in the middle, as though there was a standoff. Okay, beware, the next bit's gonna get really dark. There are pikes throughout the stadium, each with a mantix attached to them, all of them lifeless and dangling. Some beheaded, some torn apart, and others with stabs through the chest. It definitely looks like someone took their aggression out on dozens of other versions of mantix, perhaps to learn their fighting style. No sign of Era.
Can I look up?
I want to lean over to Mantix and say, not to be rude, but maybe you can see if one of them has a full intact vocalizer.
He's going to sigh, but he's going to nod.
He has a point.
Do you all move closer in?
I was half joking. This is a really morose scene.
Yep. I would like to start moving in, yeah.
I would like to take my whip off of my hip and be prepared to find Era. Can I like look around, look up, look left, look right, try and see Era, because he was very clearly here before.
You're looking all about. Roll me a perception.
Primus.
How high is the ceiling?
The ceiling looks like it goes on for quite a while. Maybe 500 feet.
This time I rolled a 16.
Is there any other doors in that room besides the one where everybody came in from?
It's a large stadium. The only other doors you could think of is probably on the opposite end you came in. It's hard to see with the bleachers in the way, and they're empty. The bleachers are empty. But below is the grass field stadium with dead bodies. It is dark. It is bleak. It looks like the ceiling itself is constructed out of like LED screens that make it look dark and ominous. Like it's portraying a clouded scenery, if that makes sense.
Starscream's going to take to the sky. He's just going to rise above, not transform, but just kind of like rise above, you know, on a regular rate to kind of view the area.
I rolled a 16, by the way, DM.
Okay. Looking around, you do not see Era. You do not see any sweeps alive. You're assuming that he recently deceased the sweeps that you heard earlier.
Can I scooch over? Because Mantix is busy looking around, and the only other person who left the TBD with me before this place got, like, destroyed was Stormburst. Can I scoot next to him and whisper to him?
Mm-hmm. You want to whisper on his shoulder?
Yes, actually, I do. I do want
to
hover on his shoulder.
I wasn't expecting it.
A little jump scare there.
sorry about that. Yeah, I just had a question. Do you remember this room when we were trying to get out? Because I don't, and I don't remember this being here before.
Me neither, but we did go up the elevator, and we went
to the elevator.
Yeah, but we went up. This is on the same floor.
Oh, you're right.
When you say, you're right, Smolder.
Uh-huh.
And Stormburst. Stormburst, you think this is Smolder making the noise. Smolder, you think this is Stormburst making the noise. You hear a sword sliding noise as if it's becoming unsheathed.
Oh, my Primus.
We're not ready for this.
Do I hear this? Do I hear this?
No, wait. No, Mantix, you don't hear this.
Doesn't Stormburst already have his swords out?
I do. It's not me. That's why he said.
I know.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I look at you.
Oh, sorry.
Down
I thought
your
you were
hands.
Asking him. Sorry.
No. I look at you. I look down at your hands. I see the swords are already out.
As you both look behind you to confirm that wasn't Stormburst, that wasn't Smolder, a slashing sound comes from behind and a rip in the fabric of space and time. As you both see Era behind you come out, grab Stormburst from the shoulders, and pull him in. And he steps out, and the veil seals. Smolder and Stormburst, you are gone. You are out of this location. We'll see you next time. to the rest of you.
Remember me.
What?
Remember me.
Does anybody notice?
Did we see that? I knew guys, he was in a pocket in space. He has Vector Prime's sword.
Good luck. I might not remember you the next time I see you.
No!
No, Smolder!
Oh. You're not like that. You're killing me, DM. Killing me, DM.
Bears a yellow golden cape. While his features look that of royalty, strongly defined shoulders and a fitted crown with lots of curls and intertwining points, holding the sword of Vector Prime, holds up the sword, points it to Mantix, and says,
"There you are.
Era."
And we end. Welcome back to Transform and Roll Out, Season 3, Eons, Episode 21, After Credit Scene, Following Scourge. So, Lapis, describe who you play. Give us a brief summary of what they look like, their current thoughts, goals. Oh, and give us a quick little summary of what happened to them last time we saw you in Episode 20.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Scourge is a large lady with two dragon heads on either arm. She's got big wings on her back, some horns, little red optics, and she's just completely purple with darker purple accenting her. So last we saw her, Scourge got put into a nice big rock like ball and got launched into a sun. So yeah, she's kind of being hurled towards it because at that time she was fighting Stormburst along with a couple others. But yeah, no, he launched her, and she just lost her most recent mini-con to Stormburst. So as she's being hurled towards the sun, she is distraught and upset and angry.
Excellent. Great. That's fun to envision your death soon approaching, failing, losing your son or daughter.
It was my son. It was my boy.
It was your son. All right. So this is, as a reminder, this is the 1986_M21 timeline, moments after Scourge was launched into space via inside a sphere of rock. What a way to be transported. Lapis, how does Scourge feel about their recent events, and how do they plan to get out of it, and where would you like to go?
I'm not happy about recent events. I want my mini-con bag for starters, but at the moment, what I'm gonna go ahead and do is I do have this wonderful little ability where I can basically just like claw at the air and open up a portal. And I'm gonna go ahead and do that and rip up a portal through the fabric of space and time so I can leave the rock tomb and not burn to a crisp.
Did you say a destination?
Not yet, no. I think I want to go find Galaxy Wave. Do Perfect. I know where he was last at?
You do.
Okay,
as
then I'm gonna, yeah.
Think of where that is, and you claw into the fabric of space-time and pull back the invisible veil and step out of your death trap, I guess is what it would be. You step out into a dark-lit lab. You know you are at the old TBD Center based on your previous memories as Frostfang, as they flash across your frontal brain cortex. Her death. Dead Hivebots and sweeps decorate the area, but Galaxy's back is facing towards you, and something he's working on seems to be glowing a variety of colors. It's difficult to see or know what it may be, but before you can peek, he turns towards you, and Galaxy Wave says,
"So, you have returned again empty-handed. This was an anticipated scenario. The battle may have been lost, but the war is not over. I have seen the future, and I've recalculated new actions. A mistake my future self made of killing Scorcherous first will not be repeated. Our first mission requires myself going with you to retrieve an escape prisoner. Then, once I've gained immortality, we kill an old experiment of mine."
"Fine, we can go ahead and hunt down your little experiment, but I want Stormburst Convoy's head on a pike."
"And you will have it. We set out
or 08019996X6. Level 1, Course Threat Timeline. And Scourge, failure is non-acceptable this time.
And we fade to black.
Frostfang here. Let's see what's going on next time on Transform and Rollout.
Respectable, ooh, respectable.
Nice. Did you roll 2d20s?
No. Oh, shiza. Hang on a second.
And he turns to you, Mantix.
Looking for something?
Pens.
Who's that old? It's an adult diaper joke. She said depends. Never mind.
Okay, got it. I
wow.
I thought it was, and I was like, wait a minute.
It's poo-poo humor. You see,
descending from the heavens, like the angel he is,
one Emperor Starscream, citizens of Cybertron, place down your weapons, especially you, you interdimensional weirdo.